brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Jason Pierre Paul fireworks
in July celebration gone.
There are three fingers that are severely injured.
The strange saga of Jason Pierre Paul continues.
Guys, I woke up with all 10 fingers this morning.
Yeah. It's well, good. It's because we went to bed at about 8 o'clock.
And you survived a body slam into the pool.
Yeah.
What did a fireman carry into a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. A little rough. How you doing, Bear?
Good.
Good deal.
How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Feeling better today?
Yeah, I was pretty messed up yesterday. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm feeling refreshed today.
Yes.
It's going to be a great day.
Good amount of sleep. And... revitalized, but we're here for 21. We're going over Trainer James's arcade game first round results.
Yes,
his March Madness. So before we do, we got some more fan questions. Actually, just one more from Josh Doyle. Big Rod, you want to kick us off? It's a question directed towards you.
Yeah. Yes. If Badger High School, where Josh Doyle went, and Bigfoot combined schools back in the day, how many state titles do you think they would have won? So obviously with the two schools combined, they would have been Division One, where Badger's kind of always been Division One or Two, depending on the year. And both programs kind of ascended at the same time. So I went to looked at the 2007 to 2014 era, as far as when both programs were. I mean, Badger is still, every year they're still challenging. Bigfoot has dropped off. But I think the one sure bet state title would have been 2012. That was when Badger lost to Sun Prairie at level 4. Bigfoot lost in overtime the state championship game. But just some great athletes on that team. That was when Badger had Peter Crean and Matt Reynolds. Gus, we had three scholarship athletes too. So I think that one would have been a record-breaking team. That one, 2012, is a pretty easy one, I think. 2009, I think we Bigfoot won the state title. We had loaded team that year. Badger, I think, only made it to level 2 of the playoffs, but I think between the two teams that year, Marquette won the Division I championship, and that was a pretty weak team as far as some of the Division I teams that had won. So the questions, the hit or miss would have been 2008 and 2013 in my mind, both very good teams that, might have required a lucky bounce here or there. But again, the talent, we had Travis Frederick, obviously he's a senior, in 2008. Would have had to beat Homestead. I think that would have been doable. And then 2013, both teams knocking on the door, just didn't quite make it to state. So I think that would have been. 2010 was kind of a down year for both teams. I mean, we got to level 4. I don't know how.
Miraculously. On some luck.
Yeah, it was a lot of smoke and mirrors. So I don't think we'd do there. But I think that would give us probably 3 or 4. 2011 would have been the great year to challenge because that was Kenosha Bradford's year. With
Melvin
Gordon, Vontae Jackson, who was the corner,
Trey Wayne.
So, and I think both of Badger and Bigfoot had some talent in 2011. Again, Jake, that was your senior year. We were as explosive offensively as anybody in the state. So that would have been one of those games we win or lose 50-46, I think.
Yeah. And Josh Doyle, for those that don't know, played college ball at Eastern Illinois, correct?
Yes, right.
Started at Northern Illinois. Right. Transferred out to Eastern Illinois, became an offensive player. He was recruited as a defensive tackle.
And that's what they say. No, him and you, your last years were 2013. But I think 2012, those teams combined, and I don't know Badger for sure, but I think there were 7 guys who would later go on to Division II or higher football on both teams.
Yeah, it's pretty
so cool. Yeah, it would have been fun.
It's a good question.
So that definitely 3 or 4 titles.
I'm thinking 3 minimum, 5 max.
Okay, all fair right. enough. He also has a second part to that question, and he said, it's for all of us. He said, on a day like yesterday where it was 90 degrees hot, what's our go-to beer?
I'm saying you go the cheapest beer you can find because you're going to be drinking a lot of it. So Red Dog,
got a hot drink.
Miller High Life, Milwaukee's Best.
Milwaukee's Best any day of the week.
Just cheapest beer you can find.
I like to change it up. Instead of Busch Light out of the fridge, Busch Light out of a cooler with ice.
Okay.
On a hot day.
Yeah. On a hot day, yeah.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah.
I like see, that. Though, you guys pull out a Twisted Tea, though, every now and then, or a White Claw. Yeah.
Keeps you hydrated.
White Claw, no law, buddy.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Yeah. That's Bear over there drinking claws. I got a question for you guys.
All right.
I saw this morning, and it completely blew my mind, but how many hot dogs do you think are consumed on the 4th of July?
Okay, so you say there's roughly 300 330 million people.
Are we talking just in the U.S., right?
Correct.
Okay. 330 million people, population in the United
somewhere,
States.
Something like that.
Somewhere in that range. I'm going to say half that. 150 million hot dogs.
So you're saying, yes. Okay.
175 million.
I'm going to be bold here. I might double it. The amount of hot dogs.
Yeah,
eaten.
Of those 320, actually it's 327 million. Yeah, you got. There's a lot of babies.
I know. Yeah. That's why okay. I broke it in half.
A lot of old people.
And usually people, you know, eat more than one.
Plus, right. Yeah, true.
I'm saying.
I think that's what I was thinking.
Know, are we talking brats? Are we talking, you know?
Is it just hot dogs? Just
175 million is my answer.
Okay. The hot dog eating contest alone with each of those
Well,
guys.
Kobayashi just won his 12th.
What are they eat like 60?
He ate 71 yesterday.
Okay. 71, okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, an outlier.
I think I'm going to do 500 million.
500
okay,
million.
Okay, so you're going more than one per person.
Yeah, Rod?
You know, I think the number would be lower than Bears. I'm going to actually go lower just because I think, you know.
So what's your number?
So I'm going to go just over 100 million.
You guys ready for the verdict?
Yep.
Bear nailed it on the head his very first try. 150 million hot dogs.
Wow.
I saw that this morning. Right. Actually, it was right after they were talking about Kobayashi.
Okay. Well, we got to think about vegans and stuff, too. I kind of forgot.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have my last thing, too, kind of with quick hitting questions, just because it really bothered me and I didn't know what to do. Scrolled through Facebook this morning and I saw somebody, a friend of mine, can't disclose who, post that they were on day two without smoking a cigarette. I want to ask you guys a question. At what point...
That's not post-worthy.
Well, right. But, yeah, like, yeah. What's the number of days when you can actually post that? Because I saw 2 days, and I didn't think...
100.
I've hit my 100th day.
Yep, got to hit 100 days.
Yeah, 3 months. I would say 3 months. Okay. When you get past the...
But not 2 days, right?
If it's February, I don't know. You might have to go another month.
We're all on the same page. You can't post 2 days.
No, absolutely not.
You know, if I'm on I'm on the second day of my diet, I lost a half a pound. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
You know,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. It baffled me that they put that.
Do they listen to the show? Or are they
do not. No, they do not. They do not.
It's okay. No, if they need to listen to the show. They need to get this out.
Yeah,
there. They need to understand.
Social media is something else. I tell you.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. But yeah. That doesn't. You guys have any questions? I didn't.
No.
Nope.
We're good.
No.
That's all we have for quick hitting questions this week. Moving on, free agency kicked off last time we podcasted, and now it's pretty much been about a week since it kicked off. So obviously, some pretty big moves. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving signed max deals with Brooklyn. Goose, what are your thoughts on that? Big Rod has a pretty interesting take on this, and we'll get to him. But what do you think?
There's I don't care. Too many personalities. I hope they lose a lot.
Well, they're favored now to win the East after Durant comes back in like 2021 or something. Big Rod, you had mentioned that. Well, I'll let you just tell everyone what you think, because you said that you think it's going to be kind of a shit show.
Yeah, I really, Brooklyn, like, as being kind of a Bucks fan, Brooklyn does not scare me at all. Okay, first of all, you're paying Durant 4-year max for 3 years, right? And Kyrie Irving, you know, he didn't exactly light up the Bucks in the playoff game.
No.
So, I don't fear them. And I'm going with Gus. I think they are both just kind of weird guys. You know, personality-wise, yeah. And I just don't see that. I just don't see them meshing with anyone.
No,
like Kyrie's going to come in and try to be the alpha dog. The Nets made the playoffs last year.
Right,
they got some good young guys. Lakers had some good young guys until LeBron joined and crushed every one of them. You know, so it's like I see it going bad.
What do you think, Bear?
To be honest, I see this as a Chris Paul, James Harden-esque type duo.
To be that good.
I'm putting money on Kevin Durant. We'll be back this season. This upcoming season for the playoffs.
All right.
Because I've seen torn Achilles in baseball, like Adam Wainwright, and he came back after 9 months.
And Durant's the doctor he's seeing is the Nets doctor.
So I'm telling you, if they make the playoffs, which the East they can, Kevin Durant will be back in 2020.
Hot take.
And
I like it.
No way.
I think they'll make some noise in the playoffs.
Okay. Right. Kyrie Irving, to me, I would not pay him a max deal.
After his previous year with the Celtics.
Well, the Celtics, that's a perfect example. Look what they did without him in the playoffs.
But again, too, I think with the way the Celtics are coached, they're more of a system guy, where Kyrie is more of a create and dish and just do your own thing.
He's ball dominant.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So I think maybe that meshes
well
with
Brooklyn, I think, will be... It'll make him better. It'll look make him look better.
I think it
than,
will too.
Than him being on the Celtics,
right? Because
with an actual coach.
I will agree with that.
Yeah.
You guys say that just purely because Brad Stevens is a better coach.
Is the best coach in basketball.
Yep. I agree with that.
Although Nick Nurse made a name for himself.
He did. I was super impressed.
Yeah.
He's under the Popovich tree.
Yep.
Yeah, and so is his Budenholzer. Popovich's tree is unbelievable.
Yes.
But speaking of Budenholzer and the Bucks are able to keep Middleton, Lopez, and your boy George Hill, Big Rod. Yep. And they signed Wes Matthews, who's a former Madison Memorial Spartan, to a vet minimum. And then, as I had mentioned last podcast, I called this. I don't know if you guys remember, but they sign and trade with Malcolm Brogdon to the Pacers for a 2020 first-round pick and two future second-round picks. Boys, what does that mean for the Bucks being able to bring back a lot of those guys other than, obviously, Mirotić and Brogdon?
I think it's huge. I think it's – I don't know. Brogdon didn't do much in the playoffs. I don't know if they –
remember, he came back from
injury.
He's not
going to
make or break the Bucks. No. Him leaving.
Well, I think Big Rod mentioned that last podcast.
Well, and I'm actually kind of shocked that a lot of the – experts or people are saying the Bucks are going to slip a little bit. I think they did what they had to do. They got Middleton. I think maybe overpaid him a little bit. I'm not a complete Middleton fan, but I think they had to keep him. They kept Lopez, signed his brother. George Hill is the guy, the glue that, you know, he can
– He was impressive.
He can sit out 20, 30 regular season games and get his minutes in the playoffs when they need him. And I've always been a fan of Wes Matthews.
I think they should have tried and got more for Brogdon. Because, I mean, in the NBA, first 10 picks in the draft.
To be honest with you, the Bucks actually did a great job handling that because they knew – I mean, I'm going to assume John Horst and those guys knew that Brogdon wasn't coming back. So for them to be able to get something and not just let him walk is a win in my book.
I still think that to acquire or reacquire George Hill is – probably the best thing about this whole ordeal for the Bucks, because you remember when Middleton, Giannis, and all those guys had like
they were struggling,
four fouls and they were out, but then George Hill orchestrated like a
didn't he go on God, like a they went run off. By himself?
Yeah. It was like right before the half too, or something like that. And George Hill orchestrated like he is your general when your superstars are out, so that's going to pay dividends. Like Big Rod said, is in the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, and then obviously also in state, former Badger Frank Kaminsky signed a 2-year, $10 million deal with Phoenix. Sam Decker's still a free agent; he hasn't signed with anyone yet. I heard that the Bucks were rumored to be in the market for Sam Decker. Now I don't know if that's just because it was a Wisconsin source or what.
He'd be a good bench
player. Decker's a good stretch guy that can shoot a three and whatnot. So that'd be kind of interesting to see what happens with him.
That'd be cool.
But Kaminsky, actually, Goose showed a picture of him on Instagram. I didn't know how ripped Frank Kaminsky was.
He's cut.
He's a cut dude. I guess that's what happened.
Good for you, Frank.
That's what happens when you're a professional athlete.
Yes.
One of the funnier signings to me was the fact that Al Horford left the Celtics to go join rival
the
76ers for less money.
Yeah. Did he really? I did not know that part.
So it's just it was funny to me.
I saw the funniest thing on Twitter. It was like a picture of the starting five for the Sixers, and then it was someone tweeted, "Who's stopping this team?" And then someone also tweeted back saying the 3-point line. Al Horford is the best 3-point shooter they have on that team.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I just thought that was funny because the Celtics.
I think it's huge for the Sixers.
It is.
Al Horford is so underrated.
Yeah. I agree, too. I was just going to note that, too. I think that hurts the Celtics a lot more than losing
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Jimmy Butler went to Miami.
Is he a free agent or a trade? We were trying to figure that out.
He was set to be a free agent. It was another sign-and-trade type deal. Gotcha. So Philly signed him and traded him. Okay. And then they gave Ben Simmons a max deal. I'll let you guys discuss this first, but Ben Simmons, max contract, what are your thoughts?
He's awful. He is awful. He has not made a three-pointer in the NBA.
Nope.
Shaq has one.
He's a freak of an athlete.
No, he's not.
Yes,
he's a good athlete, but good lord, he doesn't show up.
No, well, no one's going to guard him outside.
You don't have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The problem is you're going 4-on-5 sometimes if he's not slashing the basket.
Yeah.
When he is slashing,
He's a very gifted passer.
I was just going to say, that one game against the Raptors I watched, he was lighting them up, driving to the hoop.
I think he's a good slasher against regular season defenses. I don't think he's a good slasher with a playoff defense.
People, good Lord, look at him.
I mean, yeah. Giannis last year, and he has more three-point ability than Ben Simmons, and they still basically packed in the lane. And if Ben Simmons can't even make a single one in his career so far.
He doesn't even try anymore.
No.
Like the playoffs, he didn't even try to shoot a three, and there's nobody within 10 feet of him.
Yeah, so against a playoff defense.
I don't think he's worth a max deal, but
no.
Absolutely
it is what it is.
Max deal goes to people that will help you in the playoffs, and I just don't think he'll ever do that.
Tidbit. Kemba Walker spent 8 seasons in Charlotte and made a grand total of $58 million. They just signed Terry Rozier, former Celtic, to a 3-year, $58 million deal. So they said that in 3-year span, Terry Rozier is going to make just as much as Kemba did over 8 years with Charlotte. And I thought that was funny because Kemba is very good.
I think Kemba's gonna become, you know, because he was kind of a hidden gem, if you would, in Charlotte.
Yeah, he played
now,
in Charlotte.
Yeah, now you're playing with the Celtics.
Yeah.
I think he's going to all of a sudden, you know, get in that conversation with the top players.
I agree.
I've always thought he's one of the best.
Yeah, being in Charlotte hurt him.
Yeah.
As far as making money.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Small market. And I just thought it was funny. I just wanted to throw that in there. Bear, we're going to get you fired up here in a minute. We had discussed this, but it bothers the hell out of me, too. But the Warriors are going to retire Kevin Durant's number 35 jersey. What do you think about that?
I don't even know what to think.
It's awful. It's terrible.
It is so bad. See, my thing for retiring numbers, I basically got two things.
Okay.
You have to be face of the franchise.
Rich.
You're usually there a decade at least.
I agree. You have to be there 10 years.
Yeah. And then you're a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You have to be a Hall of Famer for you to get your number retired, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I like the face of the franchise tag.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to kind of fast forward to, in my opinion, too, you should only one team. So, for example, LeBron, Cleveland, that's it, because he was the face of the franchise. Because Miami, he won the championship there.
Yeah, if Miami still retires his number, Cleveland, that'll be.
When you talk about Miami, Dwayne Wade.
Exactly, has been that's what I'm saying. He was the face of the franchise. So, LeBron, Cleveland, that's it.
Yeah.
So, are you saying, like, one player has, if they're good enough, just goes one team?
Yeah.
And then
it's one team.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
you. And then like one number, like they retired two of Kobe's numbers. I don't think you should do that.
I actually like that.
No. They didn't retire
Kobe won Jordan's 45.
Yeah. And fun fact, Jordan also wore 12 for one game.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So
I got back to Kevin. You know,
back to saying, I don't like that.
Yeah. So I want to
that makes sense.
I want to throw some numbers at you guys.
Okay.
With this whole Kevin Durant thing.
Okay.
The first one, Kevin Durant played 256 games as a Warrior. That includes postseason.
Right.
That's, to me, an automatic, like, why are they even doing this? He hasn't even played, like, 1,000 games. You know what I mean? Let alone 500.
Let alone 3.
He isn't on the top 10 list for any Warriors career statistic other than 3 points attempted.
He's probably behind World B. Free in total points.
Yeah. He has a total of 400 and some three-pointers, and Clay and Steph have combined for over 2,000.
Well, yeah.
Made. I didn't mean to say attempted. It was made threes.
Yeah. But they've also been there longer.
But back to my point, but Kevin Durant isn't even in scoring, rebounds, assists, minutes. Literally any stat you can think of other than three-pointers made, he is not in the top 10 list.
So I guess
in franchise history.
When talking about the Clay and Steph, so Clay re-signed with the Warriors, right?
Yep.
Max deal.
So what if they're there their whole careers? Whose number gets retired? Because they're both Hall of Famers.
I think you retire both.
I think both. Because right now, actually, I was just looking. Both those two are currently in the top 10 in scoring history. In the history.
Yeah.
Right.
You Clay is, which kind of shocked me.
Yeah.
Of the NBA or of Golden State?
No, of Golden State.
Yeah, yeah.
This era of basketball, they will retire everybody's jersey number on the Warriors from in the past 6 years.
Including Quinn Cook. DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. You're the first round draft pick. You're number 62 because everything else is available.
Did you say DeMarcus Cousins? That's funny. That's funny. Yeah. No, he's another one though.
The Celtics had the most retired numbers.
Yes. It's
something outrageous.
They have 36 retired numbers.
Is it 36?
Yeah, yeah, it's something crazy.
Wow.
Can you unretire a number? Like,
yes, Steve, actually, Simpson, actually,
Bills?
There is a thing where you, if like for example, Gus, your number 44 was retired at Duluth, and or let's say an NFL team or something.
Yeah.
If somebody comes in that's like a high-profile pick or player and wants to use that number, they can retire it only as long as it's okay with you.
Oh, okay.
I heard something
they did
about
something
that.
With the Bills?
So the Bills this year, one of the rookies was the first rookie to ever pick number 32 because I think it had been retired. then unretired, but nobody wanted it. Because yeah, so this guy walks in 32, and they're like, oh, okay.
He probably has no idea who OJ was before that he even played. Oh, man. DeMarcus Cousins is still a free agent. Now, I read that I read on Bleacher Report that per some NBA reporter guy that there's no market for DeMarcus Cousins.
No.
Like, nobody wants him.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. No market.
So I don't know what
DeMarcus.
That means by saying there's no market for him, but, I mean, it makes sense. He can't do much anymore.
No, he looked awful.
Carmelo's coming out of retirement.
He never retired.
Yeah, I guess he never got signed, so he didn't really retire.
Okay.
He's going to the Lakers.
More NBA news. Kawhi is reportedly going to make his decision within the next 24 hours, and it's been narrowed down to the Lakers and the Raptors. Where's he going, fellas?
I don't know. Is it going to be on TV tonight?
I don't make his decision. I don't know, but where's he going?
He's staying in Toronto.
I think so, too.
He better. Guys, I'm going to know how mad I'm going to be if he goes to the Lakers. Because I like Kawhi, but...
Yeah, if he goes to the Lakers, you have to cheer against them.
And plus,
yeah.
This seems kind of unlike Kawhi, dragging this out, making it a thing about him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's dragging it out. He just doesn't care.
Although, I think that's also part of it, where you look at him on social media stuff, and he's been on vacation for the last two weeks.
He doesn't have social media.
Yeah, no, people that,
no.
You know, like I saw him with Serge Ibaka, and they're just sitting there
just
drinking and smoking.
I don't think he's...
Although I do like the
conspiracy theory. He probably doesn't
even know. The Kawhi is purposely delaying it so the Lakers can't sign anybody.
Yep.
So
I would love that.
So he can win another ring with the Raptors because he doesn't want the Lakers to be loaded. So
interesting.
He's trying to drag them out to, make sure they can't sign a big
guy. I think he's staying in Toronto.
That would be funny, yeah.
Oh, man.
Kawhi, how much did the Lakers have left on cap space?
Well, I saw a picture.
If they wasted all on him, they're basically all they can do is sign second-round draft picks.
And they'll still win.
I saw a picture of Frank Vogel, LeBron, and Anthony Davis, and it said that was three-fourths of the Lakers team right there at the moment, which was funny. But last but not least in the NBA, Zion and RJ square off tonight in NBA Summer League game. Is this much-watched TV?
Well, let's just put it this way. I just saw this headline on ESPN. Knicks favored to win Vegas Summer League title. So that tells me it's not must-win.
Yeah. No, I did see a video of Zion dunking in practice or something like that, and it said something about because he didn't get up like you usually see him, and then someone was like, the gumbo down there is getting him a little chunky with the southern food. He's not got he doesn't have the bounce like he did in college.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know why you watch
definitely
that.
Definitely not must watch.
No, I know it wasn't. I just wanted to make it dramatic.
Zero defense.
Although I did read that it's
150 to 140.
Although I will try to watch the Pelicans this year. I do want to watch.
I heard it was sold out summer league game.
Probably.
So pretty crazy.
It's Vegas. What else?
How much does it hold? Like 10,000 people?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think they played at UNLV actually.
Do they?
To college. So I'm not sure. But anyway, that does it for our NBA news. We're going to take a quick break and queue up our main topic, which is Trainer James's arcade game madness. And we got the first round results coming up, fellas.
Oh,
and let me tell you, it was pretty wild.
Yep.
It was a wild first round. So we'll be right back. I feel so amped up for this.
Yeah.
It was a good first round, and I tell you what, the second round's set to be pretty interesting as well.
A lot of upsets. Holy cow.
And I thought of the teams there, of the upsets, Centipede would at least make a run at Miss Pac-Man. I love that game. The sound effects.
Yeah.
I mean, those are top notch.
Yeah. Not even close.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Even
so, our first round matchups: number one seed Miss Pac-Man versus number 8 Centipede. That's the 1 versus 8. Miss Pac-Man blew it out of the water, 85% to 15% with 26 votes. Big Rod, you said you were surprised there.
Well, I thought Centipede would make a run. I always kind of enjoyed that game, So, like I said, I thought it'd make a run.
I got to ask, this might be a dumb question, but what's the difference between Miss Pac-Man and Pac-Man?
One has a bow on top of the head.
I
don't know if it's a different, because I know there was an actual pattern to Pac-Man.
Yeah.
If you memorize the pattern. I don't know if Miss
like with
Ms.
the ghosts,
Pac-Man,
with
yeah,
the ghosts
like where
stuff?
The ghosts would go and things like that. Because it was like almost the Rubik's Cube. If you knew the pattern, you could kind of play forever.
Interesting.
But, yeah,
I just I wasn't
my
sure.
Mom killed it at Pac-Man on the old Atari at home. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just I was always curious.
Ah, where's the meatloaf? I'm playing Pac-Man.
I don't know what she's doing back there.
Like, I just didn't know why Pac-Man over regular Pac-Man.
Right, okay.
Anyway, the next one, number 2 Pitfall versus number 7 Tetris. And that right there, boys, was our very first upset. Tetris took it.
I got, saw that one coming, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of our viewers are our generation.
Yeah.
We obviously played Tetris growing up. Yeah. So I don't know if anybody even knows what Pitfall is.
That Pitfall was yeah,
they, yeah, they won 79% to 21% on 28 votes. So that one was an upset. Again, I didn't even know what Pitfall was, to be honest.
Yeah.
Then we got the biggest matchup of the entire first round. Number 3 Donkey Kong versus number 6 Tekken.
It went exactly how I thought.
I was going to say, I told you, both of those were underseeded.
Well, I just want to say that, so Tecmoball is a Twitter account, and they retweeted our tweet.
Yeah.
Before that happened, Donkey Kong was actually
running away
with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is crazy.
Tecmoball retweeted, and
it blew up.
Boom.
We ended up with over 50 votes on that one, so... Real big one. And then the last matchup, number 4, Space Invaders versus number 5, Galaga. Did I get it right? Galaga. See, big rock.
This no, is very surprising.
Yes,
to me.
Absolutely agree.
Galaga.
Space Invaders, like, that's almost a 2-seed, in my opinion, over Pitfall.
64% upset over Space Invaders.
That's crazy.
Yep.
So that was also a really good
matchup. That's the biggest surprise out of the
whole bracket. I thought Space Invaders could make a run to the title, actually.
Yeah.
So, moving on into the second round, the semifinal round, will be number 1 Miss Pac-Man versus number 5 Galaga. Did I get it?
Galaga.
Big Rod said it last podcast, and now I can't.
Galaga.
I think I spent my entire life mispronouncing it.
And now I can't get it out of my head.
All right. This is going to be the match.
And
the
semifinal round on the other side of the bracket, number 7 Tetris. This versus number 6 Tecmo Bowl.
Because again, your generation has all heard of both those, and that's going to be a battle.
Yeah. So that's going to be crazy. I still see Tecmo Bowl coming out.
Yep, Miss Pac-Man versus Tecmo
Bowl is your prediction.
Is my prediction.
I think Tetris pulls the upset here.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
I think it's going to be Tecmo Bowl and Galaga.
Is it an upset if it's
7-6?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really know. Yeah. Point. Yeah, you got to look at. I mean, the 1 and 2 seed, or the 2 and the 3 seed on that side.
Yeah.
Neither of them came out. Donkey Kong did surprise me because I even liked playing that game, and I'm, you know.
But it was different for us. So like when Donkey Kong came out on N64, it wasn't the barrel jumping over the
correct
balls, trying to climb the ladder or whatever. It was a little different, but
the
arcade version of Donkey Kong was not as fun.
Yeah,
I should say.
Tecmo Bowl Galaga final.
What a
Galaga's upset and Miss Pac-Man.
Ooh.
Hot take.
I think so.
Hot take.
Here we go.
I think we're going to try a podcast against Sunday, and if we do, I think we should tease what our generation's top 10 games would be, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe not do a tournament, but just
come up with a bracket.
Because I know Trainer James had asked us to be like, well, you guys should do it. Our Big Rod and his generation versus ours, so maybe we'll just throw in our top 10 games.
Just for fun. We can
So, and then maybe at the end we'll do tournament champion. Tournament champion, but that does it for the first round. Again, it was actually really fun to watch on Twitter. People were retweeting,
especially that Tecmo Bowl one. That was insane.
That was funny. I even tweeted it at Bo Jackson, hoping he'd chime in. He didn't.
Well, it did get Tecmo Bowl.
It did. Closing us out. As always, your whiteboard bear. What do you got today?
I think I'm gonna do something a little different. I'm gonna do a little brain teaser and a little fun fact.
Okay.
For everyone. So here's the brain teaser. A 10-foot rope ladder hangs over the side of a boat with the bottom rung on the surface of the water. The rungs are 1 foot apart, and the tide goes up at a rate of 6 inches per hour. How long will it be until 3 rungs are covered?
So they're, and it's 10 feet, 10-foot ladder. So bottom one's on the surface.
Yep.
So the bottom rung
and the is
on the surface.
Surface of the water, and the tide goes up 6 inches per hour.
Per hour.
I'll just give you the answer.
No. So how many hours?
How long will it be until 3 rungs are covered?
And it's
3 rungs of the ladder, or 3 rungs
of the ladder. It's a rope ladder.
Right.
Yeah. 3 rungs of the rope.
So they're covered immediately because you throw them in the water.
No.
Well, it would be 6 hours.
It's never because the boat rises with the
tide. Oh, okay. I was out here trying to do some math in my head.
That's not bad.
I went the other way. I was like, what? You threw it in the water.
Okay.
And then, the little fun fact I want to share with everyone. So the fire hydrant patent was actually lost in a fire.
Really?
So, yeah. I thought that was interesting.
And, that's funny. Look at the trend Bear's on. Last week he pulls out the old twins scenario. Yeah. Now you got. I like it.
That's funny.
That's pretty cool.
That's some irony right there.
I used to work in a fire hydrant factory. You couldn't park anywhere.
Oh, whammy.
Wow.
All right, well, 2 days I'm off my antipsychotics.
Post that on Facebook.
Yep, yep. Oh, God. So I think that's all we got for today.
Hey.
We're going to try, I think,
hey,
again.
Hey, no.
You're right.
So
sorry.
The 25th anniversary team, we pretty much put it together. I just want to, another teaser with this. One of the hardest ones. So we went first, second, third team, and some honorable mention. Really, one of the hardest positions was quarterback because I've had so many good quarterbacks, but I've never had, like, the all-state quarterback.
Yeah.
So that was really one of those to try to differentiate, at the different levels and the different teams. Realized I've had a lot of pretty good quarterbacks. And then, where to put guys that, yes, they were recruited to play college, but maybe at high school they weren't even necessarily playing that position or, things like that. So a lot of good discussion came up, and we'll have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. It was, it's crazy. It's crazy how many.
It was so funny how all of a sudden someone would pop in and be like, what the hell? Yeah. Where is he? And you couldn't find him and you got to shuffle.
Yeah,
they
were like, no, he deserved to be second team, but then you got to bump somebody from second team to third team. And so it was.
Shout out to you,
though,
Big Rod. You've developed some pretty good, talented players, my friend.
Yes.
So are you coming out of the roster?
Yep.
Next spot, yeah, okay.
We're going to do that this weekend?
Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Sunday we'll do the honorable mention. We'll kind of
backwards.
Team by team. Okay. So we'll save the first team for like August 1st.
Okay. All right.
August,
Okay. That works.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got some yard work to do today, helping Bear finish his patio. So we're going to go get on top of that, and we'll hopefully see you later this weekend.